What is up, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of Anti-Podcast Podcasting. I am your host, Xavi, and I just wanted to start off by giving anybody who's listening right now a quick shout out. Thank you so much, because I am so glad that this little show of mine is coming into fruition finally after what seems like years. I've had the idea to be in a podcast for quite some time, whether it be being like a feature or co-anchoring or whatever, to the point where I finally just decided to say fuck it and start my own. So to everybody who's been asking about when it's dropping, giving me show ideas, supporting from the get-go, and even if you're tuned in right now, again, thank you. I could not do this without y'all, so make sure y'all be sharing, post it on your stories, tag your aunties, tag your uncles, but yeah, period. That being said, on our first episode of AP Podcasting, we have a very special guest.
Bestie!
Oh, hey, it's Rena.
Oh, hey, it's Rena. Hey, Plasaho. Hey, y'all.
So, New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited?
I am. I honestly am, just because I feel like I'm so tired of it being 2020. Like, I feel like
this year
is just, when you think of 2020 in the future, it's going to be like, yikes. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited, I guess. What about you? Are you excited? How are you doing, baby? Talk about it.
I'm not really... There's really nothing that's going to be directly impactful on January 1st.
No, that's the thing.
So it's like, why am I so excited for something that could potentially be even worse than this year?
Yeah, but I feel like you have to like trick your mind when it's like a new year, because I feel like that gives you an excuse to like start fresh, or like, you know, people make resolutions like, oh, I want to eat better, or work out more, or whatever. So I feel like that kind of gives people a reason to like want to be better and like start something new. So I feel like it's exciting in that way. But yeah, like you said, it's not really like anything that we're going to wake up and like feel like a different person.
One of my favorite pastimes is doing resolutions that I've never... Doing literally, unrealistic literally, resolutions that I will never end up completing.
Yeah,
ever.
I was actually just recently looking...
I'm like, this year I want to do some heart surgery. Okay, I want to be a surgeon. Right. That shit never will happen.
Right. I was looking back on a planner from, like, last year, 2019. And I was reading the, goals that I had written down for 2020. And I'm not going to lie, I wanted to shed a little tear, because I felt like, wow, I literally didn't accomplish like 90% of these things. But I had to remind myself, like, bitch, we're in a pandemic. Like, take care of yourself, your mental health, your physical health. Like, that's what really matters right now. Not like making sure that I'm being on a set workout schedule or whatever. Right. Like, it's fine.
Like, for the expectations or plans that you had for this year...
Yeah.
Like, did they meet them? Did they not meet them?
Absolutely not. But I also...
You should have been like, they did. This is exactly what I was hoping for.
No, absolutely not. It's definitely not anything like what I planned. But I also, as like crazy as it sounds, I wouldn't change anything, because I feel like I learned so much. Well, I would change some things. Like, my mom had COVID would kind of change that. But... I feel like it was definitely, like, a learning process for everyone. Like, I feel like everyone was kind of just thrown out into the water this year. And, like, you have to just survive. Like, just deal with it and make the most of it. And I feel like that can definitely bring a, like, stronger version out of you.
Yeah.
When you feel like you have no choice but to just, like, be grateful for what you have and be happy with yourself and your life when you have to, you know, sit in your house for 6 months because you're in quarantine or whatever. You have to just be thankful for the little things. So
how specifically has the pandemic hit you differently than it would hit like someone, like, let's say, so you did mention that your mom got sick this year.
Yeah.
And she did test positive and stuff. So like, how is your experience with COVID differed from people who like say that's not real? Or like say like masks don't do anything.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people have a hard time relating to things that they've never experienced. And I feel like I'm not like that. I feel like I can relate to other people and like really feel what other people are going through. But I know that some people just aren't like that. And I feel like we see
I'm built different.
Yeah, I'm just, she's different. I'm different. Yeah. No, yours but, could never be but you know, some people just can't relate to other people in that way. So it sucks that my mom got COVID, but also I'm thankful that it didn't get as bad as it could have. I mean, obviously people are passing and now. Stuff. Yeah, she just had like flu-like symptoms or whatever. Right. We love you, Mom. But yeah, I mean, I can't complain, you know?
Yeah.
It could have been way worse. And I'm definitely really thankful that nobody else in my family got it. You know, she recognized the symptoms and went and got tested and wasn't going anywhere.
Her mind.
Right. So she was being smart
about
it.
A lady with a cause.
Yeah. So she definitely, you know, helped us to like not get it by, right. you know, just being careful herself. So that's the thing. You can only control like what you do, but by just wearing a mask or not going out so much, you can definitely like save another person. Yeah, I don't really understand the whole mask thing. And then how it became like a political thing of like, the Republicans don't want a mask and the Democrats do want the mask or whatever. I feel like we really like lost sight of what was important in that moment. Like, just wear the fucking mask so that, you know, people aren't getting sick. It doesn't matter who you voted for or whatever. But, you know, everything these days comes down to...
It does matter.
Politics.
I know who not to talk to anymore.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, for the sake of everyone and for your own health and health of others, like, just wear the fucking mask.
Yeah, one of the things that I was definitely, like, looking back, thankful for was that nobody I really know got sick.
Yeah.
Other than your mom.
Right.
But that was about it.
Yeah, and that's because, definitely something to be thankful for.
Yeah, and considering, like, everybody wants to go out and everybody wants to do whatever they want to do.
Right.
Like, I don't, like...
Yeah, live your life. Obviously, you, no matter what anybody says, you cannot just put everything in your life on hold. Like, people have to work. People have to live, you know, but...
In a capitalistic society, but... Right, well, go
but,
there.
But you know what I mean. You know, people have jobs and people got to make money and support their kids and, you know, keep the water on and all these things. So you definitely cannot just pause your life. But you can be smart about it and, you know, wash your hands and...
Wash your ass.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope we're all washing our ass, coronavirus
you know who
or
you
not.
Are.
Right. You that don't wash your ass, well, like, we know you.
So we're sitting 6 feet away, regardless if there's a pandemic
right.
or not.
Right.
The thing that sucked this year with, like, the job part of it, like how you were saying, like, the world doesn't stop... is that, like, there are a lot of people that still don't have jobs. Like, now I'm
Literally.
Thinking, like, I lost my job in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, like, I was planning to quit in February, and then I got a new job.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, you're going to start in March, or they were going to start in April. I think it was April.
Yeah.
And, like, March came, and they were like, never mind.
Right.
I was like, that was literally going to be, like, my source of income, and now I don't have anything.
Yeah, and I got laid off in March, and thank God for, you know, being able to support myself as much as I can with photography and stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of people that don't have that, like, side hustle or
right.
whatever. So it's, they are depending on their 9-to-5 job or whatever it is to, you know, keep food on the table. And, you know, yeah, life just doesn't stop. The bills don't stop. You still have things to pay for and stuff. So
And, you know,
really
getting $400 a week plus $600
yeah.
for until August.
Right,
and then,
to just
guess
barely,
what?
Barely
still
get
talking.
By.
Yeah. It's still fucking happening.
And it's also
and they haven't
sad.
Given them anything.
Right. It's also sad the people that get to make these decisions for us are people that will never experience life without money or they'll never experience life with no job or whatever, you know? It sucks that those people get to have a voice for people who will never see that.
Bitch, we sound like CNN right now. You can call me Anderson Cooper.
Right. Okay. But it's true. You know, I feel like people who can literally never relate to this situation should not be making decisions for people who are dealing with this every day and have been for, you know, 10 months now. It's different when you live in the White House versus when you live in the real world. You know, it's two totally different things.
That sounds like a subtweet to me.
At Donald Trump. Like... you pussy bitch.
So back to the New Year's part of it. It was supposed to be light and fluffy.
Well,
not fucking traumatic.
We got deep.
Not a
it,
counseling
it's fine.
Session.
It's fine.
What plans do you have looking into the future? Like, what are your resolutions? Do you have any yet?
I mean, I've definitely thought a little bit about it. I feel like I'm always kind of setting like little resolutions or goals or whatever, because you should just always try to be better. But I don't know. I definitely want to work out more. I totally stopped working out. I got like a little burst of wanting to work out all the time when quarantine first started. And that lasted for like 2 months. And then I literally haven't worked out in like 6 months. So I feel a lot better when I'm being more active and stuff. So I definitely want to get back into that. I'm always trying to eat healthier, which I eat pretty healthy. But I always just feel like I could be doing better. Like sometimes I don't need to go through McDonald's and get french fries at like 2 a.m. because I'm high, but I do it, and
but
that's
I'm
just
here.
Part
and
of me.
You can also
like,
add a fucking egg McMuffin
flaws.
To my order.
Right. You can literally just add a McFlurry while you're at
if
it.
If it's 2 a.m., I'm getting fucking breakfast.
Right.
Give me some fucking hotcakes and give me
you're
a fucking.
Right. I don't even think about that.
Well, they stopped doing all day breakfast at the
yeah.
beginning of this year.
Can
I
just say I'm fucking pissed about that? Because who ends breakfast at 10:30 a.m.? Bitch, nah.
I don't wake up
until
12.
Right, so where's the breakfast? Absolutely not. But anyways, back to...
My only resolution that I have so far is just going running again.
Yeah.
Because I, like, started for, like, a month.
I will pass the fuck out if I try to run. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's why you started walking, and now I'm able to run. I can't run that very, like, far.
Right.
Bitch, don't ask me to do a kilometer.
I feel like no matter how fit I am or whatever, I'm just not a runner. It's just not in me. I don't have it in me.
I, like, it's a vibe when you're, like, running, like, while the sun is going down.
Yeah.
And, like, you have your, like, headphones.
Yeah, baby.
It's definitely a vibe. So, like, that's the only reason I do it, because I hate the athletic part of it.
Right.
But just the, like, calming, it's almost like meditation.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, like, I have my Beats, so soundproof.
Right.
So I be rocking down fucking Park Boulevard, and I can't hear it. Not one ting. So I'll be hearing a ting. So
that's
I like,
nice.
Yeah, so I was, like, just listening to my music, walking down, and then I would go, like, down to Seminole Park.
Yeah.
And then I would run back. And
yeah,
that would be, like,
would
my thing for
literally
the day.
Literally had to call 911 by now.
I did not get there. I did not start like that, because the first time I went jogging, like, the first time I jogged, my fucking legs started hurting.
Mm.
And, like, they were sore the next morning, and I was like,
I can
no.
walk forever. Like, I feel like I could walk for miles. But running?
Mm-mm.
Are you fucking kidding me? Absolutely not. I will pass out. I just can't. I don't have it in me.
I do. My resolutions are so boring, because I just want
yeah.
workout and I just want to eat better.
I definitely have, like, some goals. Like, I definitely
the Chipotle
want to...
bag in the corner of my room
right.
staring at me
staring
like you fucking lying bitch.
But I definitely want to get started with a clothing brand. I've been talking about that for forever. And that was really, like, top of the list this year. And then, obviously, COVID happened. So it was a major setback. And my, like, partner in crime when it comes to that is my mom. So then her getting sick and stuff also was a setback. But that's always a goal. And like 2021, I'm super determined to like bring
yeah,
that
I've
to
been
life.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So I got my machine
mm-hmm.
and then I got like my heat press and everything. So now I'm just playing with fabrics and trying to see like what
yeah.
textures I want to put on what shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
But it sucks because I started working full time and
right.
then I started, and while I was in school during a pandemic.
Can we just talk about that? Like, how...
she said, let me go back to the pandemic. I know you said we're done, but we're not done.
No.
I refuse.
No. But it's not,
I refuse.
You're right. It's not even really the pandemic, though. This is just, like, life in general. How are people supposed to, like, chase their dreams? And, you know, obviously you manifest. You can manifest these things into your life, but you have to work
Star
towards
emoji
it.
Emoji next to it.
Manifesting. Manifest. I'm holding up peace signs. Y'all can't see me, but yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, manifest, but you have to work towards the things that you want. And how the fuck do you work towards anything when you're working a 9-to-5 to just barely get by?
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do both.
No.
I just want one or the other.
Yeah. And like, make your dream your fucking job. But like, also, how do you do that when you're broke if you don't have a job?
Yeah.
But and
that's
time.
Why all my crafts are trying to get me to that status. Like,
right.
Imagine doing like this as your full-time job.
Literally.
Like,
talking, so much fun. Yeah.
Like crime junkies, like
right.
little goyles.
And
that's
how I feel.
They get paid just to talk about crime.
Yeah.
Like just to talk about like a case from the 70s that went cold.
Right.
And they like have people that like pay monthly. Not like because a podcast is free, but they have people that subscribe to their
right.
fucking Patreon and shit.
Yeah.
And then just for more talking.
Yeah.
It's like, so I'm juggling. So trying to juggle this, trying to juggle the shirts and school and working full time. I was just had, by like November, I was done.
Yeah.
I didn't want any, like I was, mm-hmm. I didn't want to do anything at that point.
That's how it was when I was working like a normal job. Trying to do photography too was too much. And I never want my life to be like, I'm too tired or too like exhausted to do the thing that I love because I'm so busy doing something that I don't love just to make enough money to live. Like, it's fucking stupid. And it's crazy that everything is so expensive and the pay around here is so low.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it sucks having to do that and having to work doing something that you don't even like.
I mean, I don't mind doing my job.
I just don't
want to
do it forever.
Not even that. Like, I wouldn't mind. Like, if you're paying me good enough, this job is easy. Like, I'll
right.
take it. But I also want to be able to make time for myself.
Of course.
To do the things that I enjoy doing. Because, like, I want them to eventually make profit.
Exactly.
And so I can't put the time and the effort that people that have profit hobbies
mm-hmm.
put into their stuff to make it successful.
Right.
I don't have that.
Right.
I don't have that time.
Exactly.
I can't do that.
Right.
It's just stressful. That's the only way I could describe like the last 4 months of this year was just like,
oh yeah,
how like
fuck
hurry
the last
up.
4 months, the whole goddamn year from start to finish was stressful.
When I was unemployed, getting that stimmy,
yeah,
getting the $1,000 unemployment,
I was
living good,
right? But you
but
know
then
what?
I ran out,
and then
I had to work full time,
right?
Now I don't want to. Now
and
I'm done.
Now the second stimulus is literally half of what we got before, and that still wasn't even enough.
I am fortunate enough to not need this one, so I'm
right.
putting it to a tattoo.
Yeah,
because I'm annoying.
But like 90%
I'm still
of
working
the fucking
and
country
I'm still,
isn't
and
in
I
that
still don't
position.
Even make salary, bitch. So I still like would like more.
Yeah.
If I could, like, I could pay way more things that I need to pay
right.
for with more money.
Well, I feel like obviously the whole point of the check is to help people out who have been like laid off or whatever. But $600, I mean, what?
They should be giving us $600 every week.
Literally.
Period. Anybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. Like, my mom won't even get the $600. She makes too much. But she still
right.
gets the same amount taken out of taxes. And her job gave her a pay cut.
Right.
So it's like, whatever.
Crazy fucking world, guys.
So, again, now we're leaving the fucking pandemic permanently.
Right. We're leaving the chat.
Forever.
For life.
Don't bring it back.
Right. I'll try not
She's
to.
She's dead.
Can I light this? I'm about to.
Oh, yeah.
To.
You can
guys,
light
I'm...
it. Oh, my God. Is this a little Wayne lighter? Is we about to have a feature? Uh-oh. Go to hell.
Okay. What, like in 2021, I feel like in 2020, it was like a lot of just bullshit online.
On everybody's part.
Yeah, definitely.
Me included. I lost my Twitter account. Rest in peace, anti-revex. This is
in
from the people that just lost somebody.
In 2021, what do you want to see change on, like, social media?
On social media? I want the fucking bots gone. I want first name Linda, random 9 numbers
well, it's because,
saying,
okay, y'all,
fuck
if
black
y'all
people.
Don't, no, no,
I want
no, no.
them gone.
If y'all don't follow Xavier on Twitter, you're fucking lucky. I want to unfollow this bitch every day, but I don't because I'm like, he's my friend in real
That's
life.
Not
I
with...
have to show love. But I
you
want to
unfollow. You don't
even
be liking my tweets, so
I
you're not showing
unfollow.
Love.
Because you're fucking wild, y'all. This man is crazy.
I'm not afraid of the
if repercussions. If I ran Twitter, I would fucking kick you off, too. Let me say that.
You have yet to provide an example of anything that I have done that is malicious or...
You do I need to pull up tweets because you're getting fucking
about
banned
what?
All the time.
About what?
No, y'all. Xavier.
Whatever. You know why I talk of that shit.
If you don't hear this, I'm lighting the blunt because
I'm stressed. You keep lighting the blunt. You've lit that bitch four times.
I'm stressed just thinking about Xavier's Twitter.
I'm fucking nice on Twitter.
So that's all your my answer. Tweets get slept on.
All my tweets get slept on. All my fucking attention that I should be getting that I used to get on my other account, I don't get it. My shit's dry now. But yes, the bots need to go. Like first name, random numbers, like saying fuck black people, you gotta go.
Oh.
Lower yeah. Like with the zero follower accounts that be talking cash shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God.
This was my question for you. Do you believe in cancel culture?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, cancel.
Who is someone that you think should just be fucking dead. Canceled for life? Just
dead. Jeffree Star.
Oh my God.
Dead. Dead.
Yeah, he gets a little crazy.
Shane Dawson. Bye. Canceled. Logan Paul. Bye. Canceled. Jake Paul. Bye. Canceled. James Charles. Bye. Canceled. Wow. I can keep going. I hate people on the internet.
See, I don't feed into it, so I never, like... And they've all been involved
in some bullshit, but why would you not?
I never, like, know what the fuck's going on.
But that's not...
Like, then if I see that you're, like, saying inappropriate shit, and then I know, then I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck you. But,
not even that, but, like...
But I feel like, okay, but let me say this. There's obviously some people who should literally have their... whole platform snatched away from them because they're just not...
James Charles.
But no, I'm not saying any names. I'm just saying
names, bitch. We're gonna get canceled before we even get another episode out.
I just, you know, there's definitely some people who I feel like are not the best influence or not really using their voice for a good reason, but there's also people... but there's also people who literally get canceled for, like, no reason.
Who?
I don't know. Again, I don't keep up. I really don't. But I do feel like I can't think of like an example now because I don't really pay attention. But sometimes I see shit that I'm like, people are really mad at this girl for this. Like, and it's innocent shit.
Trisha Paytas.
Isn't it Paytas? Trisha Paytas?
Whatever. I don't fucking like her.
It said Paytas. She foreign.
Oh, no. That's really not how you pronounce her last name.
Trisha Paytas.
Trisha Penis?
Paytas.
Oh.
Paytas. That
shit, I like Paytas. I would change my shit if I was
No, her. That, I'm, you know, I'm concerned for her a little bit because...
She's weird.
She is extremely hateful.
She's weird.
She's very fucking hateful.
I don't know her enough.
And she's always like attacking weird. Like every... I don't think I follow her on anything, but every time I see her on like Shade Room or whatever the fuck...
Shade Room needs to be canceled.
She's just she's attacking like underage people for like stupid shit. I don't really
Lovely
understand
Peaches
that.
Needs to be canceled.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Remember the girl that was like FaceTiming like Chloe and Holly? And she, like, had her pussy out and
Oh!
Was, yeah.
That's odd.
Lovely Peaches.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 100% in favor of cancel culture. If you're innocent, then you're not canceled.
But, like, I feel like some people are like, just, you know, a highly hated person.
For some genuine, well-deserving reasons.
You think so?
I really can't think of anybody who's been...
Canceled.
Wrongly canceled.
I guess, and yeah.
Even then, nobody gets canceled.
I guess it's not really canceled. They're trending just, again like, in 6 months. Yeah.
So they never got canceled.
Yeah, I guess it's not really canceled. I feel like it's just like hate comments and shit. Like, just people are fucking weird.
What are some of the ratchet, raggedy, fucking bullshit ass fucking things from this year you are leaving behind?
Something that I would say is super fucking raggedy and should be left in this year and should have never even, like, been a thing in the first place is all the tweets that are like, if you're a brown or black girl, you shouldn't be doing this. And it's, like, normal shit that people do.
You shouldn't be eating.
But it's, like, normal shit that it's, like, a white girl can do it and it's totally fine. Like, I saw one the other day that was, like, if you're a black or brown girl... and you're wearing blue contacts, what? Like, I don't want to hear your opinion. What the fuck kind of shit is that? How are you going to tell someone what they can wear or do
Sometimes because I of their just want to be color? Fucking so blue-eyed confused. Mary.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
If I want to switch it up and I'm a new bitch that day, I don't want anyone to fucking say anything about it. And I feel like that's just whack and crazy as fuck. So it's the racism for me. We're going to leave that one in 2020. Don't know why.
That's it's a still thing. Here.
Yeah, but...
Not going anywhere.
It still is obviously something that's going on every day. But that's number one on the fucking list.
I would leave behind... I would leave behind...
Something raggedy. There's a lot of
raggedy. I would leave behind TikTok.
The whole last year.
Can we please
you
leave
know what?
Behind TikTok?
I was fucking waiting for you to say TikTok because you know what, you dumb bitch? I just found your fucking TikTok yesterday.
And I wanted when was the last time I posted
anything? I wanted to text
anything.
You like, you stupid little bitch. You want to talk so much shit about TikTok and you have one.
Okay,
I don't give a fuck.
When was the last time I posted?
I don't care.
It was like March.
But you made one.
I deleted it. And then I deleted it.
Listen,
I deleted the app. Forgot
this is my thing. I love TikTok. I think it's fun. I think it's funny.
Just Vine on crack.
And it was Vine not fucking
Vine
incredible?
Was better.
Oh, but we don't have Vine anymore.
I
so
know.
We're settling for TikTok.
No, we don't have to settle.
But I honestly
I don't
think it's
for
fun.
Less. I'm not fucking
I think it's fun. I literally was like against TikTok at first because I was like, what is this? Every single TikTok I would see, like, posted on Twitter, I'm like, this is so fucking cringy and weird.
Renegade.
But it's not all like that. You know, there are a lot of people on there who are, like, super creative. Like, a lot, I follow hella people who make clothes and stuff, or they paint, or they do, like, calligraphy and shit. Like, there's a lot of really talented people on there.
Oh,
even with dancing, there's a lot of talented
bitch,
people,
bitch, you know
too.
What I need to leave behind? You know what we all need to leave behind?
What?
Depop resellers who buy things at the thrift store and then sell them for like triple the profit. Like
literally.
A bitch that buys like $7 boots and then sells them for like $350.
That's the thing is, I feel like you...
It's stealing from the poor. You're literally right. Stealing from people who need shit like that, that
yeah.
can only
but
afford that
price. But I
also
feel like this is the thing. You, like, obviously don't go buy a Hanes t-shirt and then go put it online and be like $30. Like, nah. But... There are people who find, like, super rare shit. Like, I was just watching a TikTok, actually, the other day. This girl found these super fucking awesome Versace pants at a thrift store. And she still paid, like, $80 or something for them. But then she turned around and flipped them on Depop for more. Because they're, like, vintage and, like, exclusive, whatever. But I feel like... People who are literally finding, like, a fucking Bobby Jack t-shirt from when
Not
we were, like, 10 years old.
With the brown camo.
Literally. And then they're, you know, putting it on Depop for, like, $50 or some shit. That's a little outrageous.
I'm just talking about, like, the people, like, that girl that bought a fucking handmade sweater from someone on Depop and then resold it as, like...
Oh, no.
Like, she's, like, handmade, 100% worn, and
it's
sold.
Oh, no.
Girl, fuck you. And,
no,
like, the girls
strange.
That... Go, like, get fucking $4 shoes, $7 shirts, like,
yeah.
Calvin Klein, like, you know, whatever, their findings.
Right.
In the thrift store and then reselling them for hundreds of dollars when people really need
no,
that shit.
No, yeah, that's outrageous.
Like, I like going to thrift stores, but I'm going to thrift stores to wear the shit.
Exactly.
Or I'm gonna fuck it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna make it, like, I'm gonna get a pair of jeans to bleach and then,
right.
like, wear myself.
Yeah. And then a lot of the time, if I don't end up wearing it, I just take it back to the thrift store anyways.
Oh, I never thought about that because I have a shirt that I bought and then never wore.
And then just donate it back.
Oh.
I always do that with stuff.
You're mine. Because I literally was just like, I need to like figure out what to
yeah.
do with this because
I
always
do
give
that.
It to.
If it's not something like rare and cool that's in like really good condition that I can sell, then if it's not, I will literally just take it back to the thrift store. Because if you're not going to wear it, first of all, it's taking up space in your closet, and somebody else will like it.
I think social media as a whole just needs to go.
Yeah.
Because a bitch be addicted.
I mean,
I literally wake up, first thing I do, check Twitter.
I definitely
not
am
healthy.
Not addicted to social media. I feel like it's fun, and I enjoy it, but honestly, I like Instagram. I feel like that's a good way for me to, like, express myself, and...
It was until everything is a marketplace now.
Well, yeah, but... It's really good for my business. Like, it's helped my photography grow so much. That's where, like, 98% of my, you know, like,
right.
clients and stuff
yeah.
come through is on Instagram. So I'm super thankful for that. And I like being able to just be creative with, like, editing and stuff and just having somewhere to post it. And being able to, like, scroll back and see, you know, pictures of myself and what I was doing and creating, like, 3 years ago. It's just a fun thing, you know? But I definitely feel like it makes a lot of people, like, say shit and do shit that they would not do in real life. And people grow balls.
Come on, Twitter fingers.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the thing.
It's
is
me,
like,
I'm Twitter fingers.
But if you're, this is my thing. If you wouldn't fucking say it face to face, don't say it online.
No.
And sometimes even things that you would say face to face don't need to be put online. There's a fucking DM option for a reason. Like, you know,
I'm not DMing some random white man to go fuck himself. I'm
gonna
tweet it.
Not that, but I'm
for everybody to see.
No, but I'm saying if it's, you know, if it's someone you like personally know or whatever, then it's like, you know, there's certain things, there's conversations and things that can be talked about in private and don't need to be on social media.
Or you can be a normal person and subtweet it.
Yeah.
Also me.
Right. Yeah.
But
I mean, definitely, you know, a subtweet happens every once in a while. But
you bitches could never be me. It's you. You bitches want to fight at my birthday party.
What?
The tweet you posted where it's like, these bitches still pressed about me. Because Izzy said,
pressed as fuck. And I'll say it again.
We're
what
were
we
51.
Even talking about?
We were talking about ratchet things to get rid of when we said social media.
Yeah. But I feel like social media can be used for good. And definitely has helped a lot of people, like, create a brand for themselves.
Yeah, but we're...
But again, Twitter fingers as fuck. Like, if you wouldn't say it in real life, don't say it online.
Mm. Don't tell me what to do. I'm gonna still fucking be rude.
Oh, I know. This doesn't even apply to you because
again.
You're the fucking worst on social media.
But I would say it all in person.
You what?
I would say it all in person.
You think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
There's not one person I have will not say whatever I have said online. There's not one person I would not
but
say
would
to their face.
But would you straight up walk up to someone and say, you dumb fucking cunt bitch?
I'd
probably
like,
not.
Or they'd be like, did you say this about me on Twitter? I'd be like, I did. I absolutely did. I pressed send. I didn't even put it in the draft first. It just
no,
fucking...
It just
I literally said, Siri,
never,
take a message.
I literally don't use my drafts on
Siri,
Twitter ever.
Siri, take a note.
Bitch, I type it in.
I don't think about it.
No.
Which is where all of it comes from.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think about it sometimes, but for the most part, like, just have fun with it. Fuck it. If you don't like it, don't follow me. That's my fucking motto for life. If you don't like it, don't look. God damn it.
Are you excited for next year?
I am. And I feel like I just have hope that it's gonna be different than it was this year. But I definitely am excited. And I have a lot of stuff planned that I want to do. And I hope that things go back to normal and stuff because I want to, like, travel. I want to go somewhere cool. And I feel
oh,
like
yeah, I
I've been scared to travel recently. I haven't gone anywhere this year because I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't want to fly to places that I just don't know what's going to happen, if I'm going to be allowed to come back or whatever.
Yeah.
Literally, fuck 2020. Although, we did have some very good music come out this year. I won't hate.
I literally am so spiritually connected to...
Is it Janae?
Well, Janae, of course. But SZA's new song.
Oh, Good Days? Yeah,
yes.
I love it.
Oh my God. I feel like that.
And she dropped it on
night.
Christmas.
I know.
I was like, Christmas
Bitch,
Day.
I was.
Family, I'm leaving. I'm going to go drive around in my neighborhood for 30 minutes and listen to this song on repeat.
Right.
Fuck Christmas.
Literally. I was listening to that song on SoundCloud for like 2 months prior. And I literally never used SoundCloud.
Is she still up? Her SoundCloud?
I don't even know if it was her, but somehow somebody had gotten the song because it was
Got
that
you.
Song.
Because that's I but, only use her SoundCloud to listen to Sobriety.
Right.
But because the rest of the stuff I've seen there, I already know. Or it's on Z or it's on Control.
Yeah.
So
but
I.
But yeah, I have been listening to that for the last like couple months on SoundCloud.
So
I literally re-downloaded SoundCloud just to find it. And then when she dropped it, I was like.
Did
yes,
you have a favorite
yes,
album?
Yes, yes. I'll
give you my
favorite.
Oh,
absolutely. 1,000% Dani Leigh's new album.
Is that how you say her name?
I think it's Dani Leigh.
I thought it was Danileigh.
Danileigh. I don't know. But, bitch, if you're listening, you're not. But, goddamn.
No one's listening.
You
it's fine.
You fucking snapped. That album, I fuck with that album so heavy.
I haven't
and
listened
every,
to her.
Every single song is a fucking hit. If you haven't listened, I just put you on. Go listen because it's so good. Every single song is just hit after hit after hit.
I haven't listened
and
to
And a
her.
Bitch be feeling that. All of the songs, I just feel that heavy in my soul. Meg Thee Stallion, of course. Mm-hmm. She just pops up every fucking time. Just blows us away every time.
Are we not gonna mention Miley Cyrus?
It's good, yeah.
Plastic Hearts, that album is fucking phenomenal.
Her vocals are just incredible. Literally, oh, fun fact. Literally, oh, my first... Wow.
My some first... fucking roller coaster. Yeah. Wow!
My first ever concert was Miley Cyrus, and I have been a Miley Cyrus stan since day one. Even when she was, everybody was like, what the fuck's going on with Miley Cyrus?
Bangers?
I was like, bitch, I love Bangers. Believe in you.
That's my favorite album from her.
I believe in that woman. She is going to go so far in life. I mean, she already has, but...
She successfully culturally appropriated and made it into a whole album. Like, the only other person who's done that is Gwen Stefani.
She is just
so
good.
So, I'm
going to
give her that one. She deserved that. Fucking, I'm in the club, high on perk. Listen, I stan her.
Period.
The only time I didn't stan was the Malibu phase. Didn't like it.
I mean, honestly, I feel like you at this age, like in your 20s or whatever, I feel like everybody's just trying to figure out like what, what they are, who they are. Like everyone's just trying to figure out who they're going to be and what their style is and stuff. And I feel like being such a big, like, celebrity, being in the spotlight all the time, like, every single move you make, somebody's, like, catching it on camera, or it's on fucking TMZ or whatever. And that's crazy. Like, imagine all of your, like, peaks of growth or whatever being online. And
not
everything
even that.
You've done is everywhere. Like,
I can't be
that's
famous.
A lot. That's a lot.
I will get blackmailed. Yeah. I have a lot of fucking shit.
Y'all can, if y'all want to blackmail Xavier, it's so easy.
It's not easy.
No,
I'm
just
a fucking
kidding.
Catch. I'm a fucking safe. You don't know anything about me. My fucking Spotify for the year, the recap.
Look.
She made me feel dumb.
I don't
you know,
even
it was
do
the,
Spotify.
The second
so
most
I did played
song
Music.
On my fucking Spotify top 10.
What?
Roxanne.
Are you?
I didn't realize
See,
I listened to it that much.
No. See, this is why I fucking can't with Xavier, y'all.
I was
the lack
like, no.
of taste.
Yeah, I was like, this
Xavier
song is fucking lying.
It's through the roof.
No, I literally thought I listened to it like 3 times.
Bitch, and it was like 55.
Well, so it's not fair because I have Apple Music and I have Spotify. So I listen on both. So some of the songs that like hit my replay for Apple Music
weren't
even close to the ones that I was listening to on Spotify.
Right.
And, like, Spotify, like, it plays your just liked songs.
Yeah.
So it's going to start with the most...
I can't do Spotify. It
I love Spotify.
Me.
I like it more than Apple Music.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The only thing I like Apple Music more for is lyrics.
$30 Spotify gift card that's literally I'll probably expired because it's from last Christmas.
I'll take it.
No, now I'm going to use it.
I love Spotify. I mean, I only pay $5, so that's like... Or
why is it only $5?
I'm a college student. I'm a scholar.
Can I use your...
I'm a scholar.
Code?
No.
Wow.
You have to sign up with a college email. Just register to SPC and then drop out.
Fuck
but they'll give you
shit.
An email and you can use the email until you die.
Fuck that shit.
Well, okay. Do you want to pay $5? Do you want to pay
$10? No, I'm going to continue paying for Apple Music the way I do now.
My shit dragged me. I can't believe it played fucking Roxanne as my New Year's. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. What was the worst song that you heard this year?
Not to like hop on the bandwagon of everyone fucking really riding Playboi Carti's ass.
Anything
right now,
fucking Cardi this
but,
year.
And this is my thing. If you are going to pull like a Frank Ocean and...
That shit better be...
Anticipate that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, for the years, it better be immaculate.
Exactly. That was not it.
It was not it.
Yeah. Which, you know,
it was not.
Own.
No
Everybody
fucking...
has their own, you know, taste in music or whatever. But personally, I was not a fan and I expected a lot more. And I know that he has way better music.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on. You did so what? Did he cheat on Iggy Azalea or what happened?
Oh. He didn't go to the birth, and he...
Yeah, what the fuck? That's
and
some bullshit.
And he was playing PS5.
To all the men listening, if you get a woman pregnant, the least you can fucking do is be there when she's giving birth. Okay? That's just... Honestly, how can you expect someone to ever want you to see that kid when you weren't even there? Literally. What do you, like, what's one thing that you feel like this year you're, like, determined, like, I'm accomplishing that, I'm doing it?
This. podcast.
Good. Well,
I want to be Crime Junkies level by 2022.
Yeah.
That is my goal. So
no, don't make your goal to be at somebody else's level though. Like, do your own thing. Be your own.
Well, I'm going to start there and then person. I can go up from there.
Yeah.
I can improve. You can always improve right. where you land.
Yeah.
So I definitely would like to just be anywhere where it's like people that don't know me are listening.
Yeah.
That's where I want to, that's the level I'm aspiring to be just as of now.
No, literally, it's always like really cool when there's like people, like I look at my like demographic sometimes on Instagram and it's like people in like other countries and shit. And I'm like, how did these people find me? And they've been like following me forever. And right. I feel like that's cool because those people like, in a way, like, watch you become the person that horizons. You are. Yeah. And it's definitely a cool experience. That's what I mean when I say, like, that can bring cool things with social media. Is, like, cool connections with people that you wouldn't even ever know without it.
Speaking of social media, mm-hmm. if people would like to find you, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Oh Hey It's Rena. My Twitter is, I think it's Oh Hey It's Rena.
I
think so.
I'll put and it then, in this. I will, let me say this professionally.
Put it in the.
It probably is. I will put it in the description below.
Yes. And my TikTok.
Oh Lord.
Is my first and last name, but you're Neptune. Definitely not going to know it. So Xavier will put it in the bio.
Yeah, I'll just put it in the description.
Oh, and also follow my photography account on Instagram. I'm definitely gonna like be more active on.
She said that last year.
Bitch, it was a fucking pandemic, and that you know what? No, because I can wear a mask while I'm shooting photos of someone, but they can't be in a mask while I'm taking pictures of them.
Unless it's a mask themed.
Well, yeah, but like all of my pictures that I take this year are just gonna be with masks. Yes. So, no, but 2021, we're praying for. No more coronavirus, no more mask, and then life can hopefully be normal again.
Well, it was a pleasure for having you.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your achievement of being on the first ever episode of AP Podcasting.
Yay!
Clap. I will do a little drum roll.
We'll have to do this again in the future. And
Rena will probably be on some future episodes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So
definitely. We have a lot to talk about. Also,
I was going to say bye, but never mind.
Well, I was going to say, follow Xavier on Instagram and
send they going to do that anyways.
No, but send in some, like, recommendations of, like, topics to talk about. Like, absolutely. What do you guys want to hear? I don't really know, like, what people like to listen to when it comes to a podcast. Like, what keeps you entertained? Just talking that shit and just going with it? Or do you want to hear about, like,
I'm not doing the news shit.
Topics.
It's my show, and I'm going to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about.
Fuck it. All right, well, now you can say your goodbyes. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Well.